It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Larry London. We are live in Studio 4, and we survived the blizzard of 2016. Barely, but we survived it, and I want to welcome you to Border Crossings. I can't believe I made it in. Traffic was bumper to bumper, as they say. It just was moving so slow, I literally walked in the door 2 minutes ago. And so I'm here, and we're here, and everybody's in the studio ready to take care of business and play requests and dedications for the hour. So we'll start it off with a request from Mark, who listens to us in Kuwait on Border Crossings. It's the late Glenn Frey and the rest of the Eagles, and this is called Life in the Fast Lane.
We'll be right back.
Border Crossings, live in the fast lane. They are the Eagles. And that's for Kuwait, and especially for our good friend Mark, who is listening to Border Crossings. A lot of people regard the Eagles as one of the most successful American rock bands in music history. They had so many hits over the years, and they came back after a 14-year break and put out that When Hell Freezes Over, and that sold well, and all their concerts still sold out. So people still love them and follow them, and their fans remain true, which doesn't often happen in the world of pop and rock these days. But for the old icons, certainly that's the case, and that's the Eagles. Life in the Fast Lane, among many of their big, big hits. It's Border Crossings. There's no fast lane today. Today it's a slow go. It's a very, very slow lane because we've got a lot of snow on the ground here. I think I'll put some pictures up on our Facebook page later on because I don't think that people can really picture what I'm talking about because a lot of places around the world don't get snow at all. And so, and even places here in the United States don't get snow. The lucky folks in Florida and down south. But for those of us up north here in D.C. and New York and Boston and all throughout New England and Canada, wow, everybody's getting a lot of snow. Record-breaking snow and back-breaking shoveling. And I'll put some photos up on Facebook so you can kind of see what I'm talking about and get a better idea. I want to say hello to all of our listeners who have joined us. I also want to say a special, now that we're live, a special welcome to everybody in Pakistan who tunes in to Josh FM 99. We are back. And we are so happy to be back with everybody in Karachi and Lahore and all throughout Pakistan listening to our good friends on Josh FM 99. And we missed everybody in Pakistan, and we are thrilled to be back with you. And I believe we're on at 11 p.m. now, Pakistan time. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for supporting and for being patient. And we're glad to be back with you on Border Crossings. And as always, you can make a request by email. Send it in to bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can call 202-619-2077. And Vince is here to take your call live. And you can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I will be reading a lot of the people who've written in a little later on. Got to go get my reading classes. But I'll do that in just a few minutes. So be patient. I will acknowledge you. I know that there's a lot of people who've been on Facebook saying, hey, I'm here. Don't forget me. Don't forget. Say hello. And that's because we weren't live yesterday. And we are live today. And so I will catch up. Do a little housekeeping. But before that, I'm going to play a song from the hottest singer on the planet right now. At least she's got the hottest album in the world. It's Adele, and this is a request from Zinash Dejan, who's tuned into Border Crossings. This is the latest from Adele's album 25, and this is called When We Were Young. In my opinion, this is my favorite song on the album. So here is Adele, When We Were Young, on Border Crossings.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Just just like a movie. It was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said. Just like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young.
It's hard to admit that everything just takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. Just like a movie, it was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we're young. Just like a song when we were young.
Larry London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream.
Saw me through it all. You were my strength.
Celine Dion, right here on Border Crossings, because you loved me, and it's a request from Monica. Thank you, Monica, for calling in to Border Crossings for that Celine Dion request, 202-619-2077, the studio number. I hate to be a downer, but, you know, Celine Dion has gone through some difficult times. I mean, we complain about snow. Celine Dion lost her husband and her brother, both from cancer, both at the same time, in the same week. And Celine's husband, Renee, was buried on Friday, and she was just unable to attend her brother's funeral on Monday. She was just too weak and too grief-stricken to be able to attend. She did say goodbye to her brother. She had a very private viewing of her brother's body and over the weekend, and paid her respects and said goodbye, but she did not go to the public funeral, which was on Monday. She was at the funeral for her husband, along with her three children. She has a 15-year-old son who just turned 15 on the day that Dad was buried, on Friday. His name is Renee Jr., just like his father. And his 15th birthday was the same day as Dad's funeral. And also, Celine has two five-year-old twin sons, Eddie and Nelson, who they did not bring to the funeral service because they didn't feel it was appropriate for those young kids to be there. Now, although Celine did not speak in a eulogy at her husband's funeral, 15-year-old Daniel did, or 15-year-old Renee Jr. did. And here's what he said. I've got the words, and it said, "You left me now with enough good memories of you to share with my younger brothers. As they grow older, without you being around, I'll make sure to pass on what I've learned from you. You are a tough act to follow, but with your help, everything's going to be fine. Dad, I promise you here that we're all going to live up to your standards." So that was very touching, very lovely, and that's, you know, I'm sure that those thoughts are shared for anybody who's lost a parent or a loved one. But anyway, so with a tear in our eye, we continue now on Border Crossings. Wipe away the tears and get back to some requests. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That is our studio phone number for your favorite request songs, keeping in mind it takes 3 to 5 days to get a request played. That's the average amount of wait that we ask, because there are so many requests and so many listeners, and we can only fit in so many songs in an hour. So that's why it takes that long. Brian Cabasso is a loyal supporter. He's at the University of Africa, Zambia, and he said, "I have a request from Drake's collection that I want for all my former classmates at the Police Academy of Kamfinsa, Kitwe. And this song is called Hotline Bling." So for everybody in Zambia, here's Drake on Border Crossings.
You used to call me on my, you used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong.
ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
hi, this is Robert Lamb.
And Lee Lochnane.
With Chicago. And you're listening to
Larry London
on VOA.
Bring me
Border Crossings. They are from Chicago. They are Chicago. Once known as the Chicago Transit Authority. And then they dropped the Transit Authority part, and that's called You're the Inspiration, featuring the voice of Peter Cetera back in the day. And Peter Cetera has mentioned that he will join the band Chicago for the first time in many years when they are inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, but he won't perform with them. He said he wanted to clear up that rumor. They're not going to perform together, but he will be there to accept the honor along with his bandmates. Much deserved honor when they're inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame this year. They're part of the new class that's going in. And that request is from Ian, who's in the UK listening to Border Crossings. And there are so many deserving artists and acts that aren't in the Rock Hall of Fame yet. Tom Jones is among them, and he's very upset about it. He said, hey, you know, why they, you know, maybe it's a British thing. I don't know what it is. But I don't think that's it, because there's a lot, you know, Rolling Stones and the Beatles and a lot of British acts are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he's very upset about it. He said, every year I get passed up. Don't know why. All right, I want to catch up now. Here's a little housekeeping. We're going to go to our Facebook page, and I want to say hello to everybody who has taken the time and put in the effort to say hello to us here at Border Crossings. Noah and AJ, who are in Ghana, listening to 98.1 FM. Mary Buckman, also in Ghana, listening. Clement joins us in Nigeria. Germania is in Kuwait, along with Lord Oji and Desiree. They're also in Kuwait. Stacy and Guyana wrote in and said, where's my calendar? Where's my calendar? Don't worry, there's still 11 more months to go in 2016. We will get you the calendar, I promise. All right, I got your address. We'll take care of you, Stacy. Sammy Couture is listening. Wanted me to say hello and happy birthday to one of our colleagues at VOA, Sonny Young, who does Sunny Side of Sports. It's his birthday today. I got a message from Moses in Uganda. Let's see. Muber Getachew is tuned in. Abraham Abel. And our very first hello in quite a while to Pakistan, Sasui Amanullah. Checked in on my Facebook page. So Sui said, you are back and we are happy you're here. Well, I'm back and I'm glad to be back at Josh FM 99. So shukriya to all of our good friends throughout Pakistan. And hopefully you'll go to our Facebook page and send messages. So I know you're listening. Go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Hayav Odin checked in. Mohammed Umar is in Germany listening. Hailu Asrat, Hannah and Hillary. And many, many more, and I'll go through those names as we make our way through the request. Chris Brooks-Aleshi wants me to play Chris Brown, and this one's called Fine by Me on Border Crossings.
She doesn't call before midnight, if at all. Oh, she never stays. I'm
She only loves me when the sun is down. Sun is down.
She only loves me when the
ones around. Ones around.
She only loves me because I put it down.
You are free.
It's fine.
Border Crossings, and that is Chris Brown, Fine by Me. I'm Larry London. Phone lines are open. 20 more minutes to go. 202-619-2077. That's our phone number. And the email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Daniel checked in. Hello, Daniel. Thank you for listening. Daniel's in Kenya. And he wants to hear a Michael Jackson song. I was checking on the latest Michael Jackson news, and I see Spike Lee is creating a tribute to Michael Jackson's music, perhaps a documentary film. But there's also something else that's kind of disturbing and kind of laughable at the same time. If it's true, if it's real news, I don't know. It certainly has sparked a lot of comment on social media. But in London, there's a newspaper called The Guardian, which is a tabloid, and probably prints fact maybe, I don't know, 10% of the time. Who knows what the percentage is? But typically, tabloids are not the most reliable source of news. So in London, The Guardian is reporting that there is a new comedy being made about Michael Jackson's trip with, you may recall this a few years ago, Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando. They took a trip together, the three of them. And that was following the 9/11 attacks. And here's the interesting part of the report. The report is that actor Joseph Fiennes will play Michael Jackson. Joseph Fiennes is white. So I don't know. Social media has gone crazy. It's, people are, say it isn't so. Can't be true. What is this? Ridiculous. But anyway, he's a very talented actor, very well-respected actor, Joseph Fiennes. But I don't know if the role of Michael Jackson is suitable for Joseph Fiennes. Who knows? Far be it for me to decide. I'm not a judge. All right, here's Michael Jackson for Daniel and everybody in Kenya and around the world who loves Michael's music, the king of pop. He's the man in the mirror on Border Crossings.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Coming.
Straight out of Compton, it's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I'll make bail. See, I don't really care, that's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them, but I'm smart, lay low, creep a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kind of funny, the attitude showing suckers driving, but don't know where the hell they going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy. But here's the flash. Never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I'm low. You see a spark and talk over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind, and no object, and leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the girl who got shot? You think I give a damn about a girl? I ain't a sucker. This is the autobiography of the E, and if you ever mess with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out of Compton.
Compton, Compton, Compton.
That's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy, boy.
Border Crossings, San Clement Jonah from Nigeria asked us to play that song, Straight Outta Compton, and that is N.W.A., and of course there was a film this past 12 months, came out last year, that was about the streets and life in Compton, outside of Los Angeles, California, and what it was like being on the streets and living the street life. And the climb to stardom from a very tough foundation, which helped launch Dr. Dre and a number of other folks as well. And there's some good news and some bad news as it connects to the film Straight Outta Compton. First of all, the bad news, which has been getting a lot of attention recently. The film's not nominated for an Oscar in any way, shape, or form. And this has raised concern about diversity And where are the folks of color? Where are the African-American actors and actresses at the Oscars? They're not being represented. And this has caused some backlash from many, many people in Hollywood. Many famous people, Will Smith among them, and Audra McDonald, Samuel L. Jackson, the list goes on and on. Spike Lee, Snoop Dogg, many, many people, Jada Pinkett Smith, have spoken out and said, what's going on? And the producer of the film, Straight Outta Compton, his name is Will Packer, he came out and made a statement, and he said, we have to do better, period. And that's it. He said, to my Academy Award colleagues, we have to do better. And I would agree. Now, on the good news from the film Straight Outta Compton, one of the lead actors, Corey Hawkins, who played Dr. Dre in the film, he has just been named in the starring lead role in a new TV show. Well, actually, it's not new, but it's a popular TV show that's coming back on Fox called 24 Legacy. 24 became popular with Kiefer Sutherland in the lead role as Jack Bauer. And so now Corey Hawkins will take over the lead on that TV show, 24 Legacy. So congratulations to Corey. Way to go. All right, we've got time for one more request before we say goodbye. This is a request from B. Call Boru, who says, I listen all the time to your program, driving home after work, and I'd love to hear Pharrell for my wife and my daughter. And the perfect song for our little family is a song called Happy. Bring me down, can't none. Pharrell, he's happy. He's rolling in the dough, or should I say rolling in the ice cream. He has, resumed ownership of a company that he was once involved with called Billionaire Boys Club and Billionaire Girls Club and Ice Cream. And they are responsible for his clothing line and his hat line. He has his own hat line. So, and all the other things he put out. He put out a children's book, too, last year called Happy. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and I do want to take a look and say hello to a bunch of folks who checked in on our Facebook page. Gezegen Mogis, Solomon Agustrush, Daniel Luli, Ogo Ojum, Amara Henry. They all checked in. Let's see, who else did we hear from? Heard from a bunch of folks who continue to check in over the last few days. We've been snowed in. Sue Lazabal sent me a message, and Nasirul Islam, Godfrey D'Souza, they're all with us. Birhan, Costantinos, Augustino, Body Max, Max, Awalu, Larry Wong. So thank you, everybody, for going to our Facebook page. That's a great place to be if you want to send a message our way. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And don't forget, coming up next week, after we dig ourselves out, we've got the Now 57 CD giveaway. And this CD is loaded with hits from The Weeknd, Taylor Swift, DNCE, Andy Grammer, Coldplay, Selena Gomez, and many, many more, Justin Bieber included. You can win yours starting on Monday and all throughout February. All right, well, thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings for the last couple of days. We'll shake the snow off, and we'll get back to normal tomorrow. I want to thank our engineer, Nashwan, for her help today, and Vince, our producer-director. I'm Larry London. Have a great night, and keep your email and requests coming our way. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Bring it on down.